What's going on, everybody? Josh Hengelman and Ben Raza for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the PGA contenders, this time for the Olympics. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. We're here to talk a little Olympic golf, but I would be remiss to not tap myself on the back just in the lightest way for one Ches Reedy finishing in the top 20. Finally got off the schneid in golf. It felt pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good one to hit. Last week was another pretty weak field tournament, a lot of birdies, things of that nature. Now we go to the great unknown. We're in Tokyo. We're at a course that no one's really seen. Seems like it's going to be, you know, pretty challenging. I don't think it's going to be an extreme birdie fest. I don't think it's going to be impossible either. So I think we do have to kind of shift maybe some of what we value in terms of trying to pick outright winners.
Well, I've got one outright winner, and then I've got a sort of weirder, well, not weirder bet, but basically got a head-to-head for you. So spoiler alert on that one. Would you like to lead off with your outright, or would you like me to do it?
Well, it's up to you, because you did hit Ches, and I've been on a bit of a cold streak, so going to try to snap out of that this week.
All right. I will take mine. I really love this one. I just like the number here. To me, there aren't all that many people that could actually win this tournament. He is certainly one of them. Give me 30-1 Corey Connors. Rebounded from miscuts at the U.S. Open and the Scottish Open, tied for 15th at the British Open. He does not have a win on tour this year, but he has 7 top 10s. In this sort of field, I just want to bet on the guys that do the best things in the best possible way. Connors is 9th in strokes gained off the tee. He is 13th this season in strokes gained tee to green. That's all I really want to know. Now, I want to get him in the top 5 market. I want to get him in the top 10 market. But to get him here at 30-1, I just think it's crazy to think that he's got like a 3.3% chance to ship this. It seems higher to me. And even if you're like, oh, I don't think it could be that much higher. Even if you think it's 4, I love getting to this number.
So one of the things that really changed this week was John Rahm and Bryson were forced to withdraw with COVID. And it slashed, rightfully so, all the numbers. So a lot of these guys were much higher. And because, you know, Patrick Reed's a good player, but he's flying in from Minnesota and it was not ideal. And Rahm was replaced by a Spaniard who's not really a threat to win. You're not going to find the numbers that I wanted to. So there's a couple guys, Paul Casey came to mind that I liked, and I liked Fleetwood as well. But I'm going to actually go towards the top of the board because I think they were less affected in some regard. And there's still 11-1 for Justin Thomas out there. And to me, he's the guy that I liked when those guys were in, and I'm going to kind of stick with it. A couple things. It's not been the best year for, certainly by JT standards. He won the Players, but he hasn't done much since. You can blame the putter for a lot of it, but at the same time, he's just kind of been off. The tee to green numbers are still fine. I don't worry anything about that. A couple of things that are, I think, more anecdotal, but he's certainly dominated when he's played over here in this, you know, side of the world. CIMB Classic. 2-time winner. That's a much easier course. I think this course reminds me of Quail Hollow a little bit. That's where he broke through for his PGA, his lone major so far. A lot of similarities in terms of needing to drive the ball. Obviously, your irons. These are gigantic greens. I think JT will be fine with that. He needs to flip the putter, but I think he can do that. And 11-1 to me in a 60-man field feels all right regardless. And then when I look at the field strength, you know, he's amongst the leaders, but I'd much rather back him than, you know, 7-1 Morikawa and Hovland basically at the same number. So I'm just going to take one of the favorites with Justin Thomas to win the gold medal.
I clearly have nothing to say if you're recommending JT. Clearly, him winning would not be shocking at all. No sold my Corey Connors, though. I'm a little curious. Not a fan for the Olympics?
I mean,
taking the gold back to Canada? Hanging that on a Tim Hortons wall?
No, I'll be honest. Not really a fan. His ball striking is ridiculous, but it's honestly, it's tough to tell. It's regressed recently, but he's also been playing in majors predominantly, so you can kind of take that with maybe it's a product of the courses. He's like anyone else in terms of these non-putts, like Paul Casey, like all of them. You got to flip the putter. When Morikawa flipped the putter, first in strokes gained at the Open, he's holding the trophy, and that's what happens when you get elite iron players that can putt.
All right, next one up, head-to-head, and you're either going to be like, yeah, this one's really obvious, or you're a moron for taking this. I don't know which direction it's going to be, but it should be fine. I am going to Siwoo Kim, -110 against Garrick Higo. Am I even saying that correctly? Is the eye long? I don't know. It's not important to me. It's one of the weirder lines that I've seen. Higo's having a nice 2021, won at Palmetto. He has a win on the European Tour. But his other performances on the PGA Tour this year have been pretty terrible. Mostly missed cuts or like, you know, finishing 40th, 50th, 60th, something in that neighborhood. I don't understand how this is a coin flip bet. It doesn't make any sense to me. We know that Siwoo is like up and down, but he's on tour every single week. He won at Amex, top 10 at Shriners, top 10 at the Players Championship, top 10 at Memorial, finished 12th at the Masters. There's no reason that this should be a 50-50 bet to me. And we didn't even talk about the stakes for Siwoo Kim, who can avoid mandatory military service with a medal finish. This isn't just like, oh, it'd be really cool if I won the bronze. It'd be like, oh, this would be great if I won the bronze so that I don't have to serve 2 years in the military. I'm going to Siwoo in a coin flip to save his life.
I will say one of the biggest red flags with Siwoo in life is that he withdraws a lot. Sometimes he doesn't have it. It would seem borderline. He skipped serious events to prepare for this. This is his last chance. Sungjae will be in Paris, you know, pending that he's playing well and have another opportunity. If Siwoo does not medal here, he will be going, and you expect him to, you know, if he gets to Sunday with an outside chance at a medal, it's not like he's going to mail it in. He will be ready to roll. Higo's an interesting guy. I mean, incredible breakthrough right off the bat, gets his status, but then he hasn't done anything. So I don't mind that. I do think Higo's an interesting tournament play, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about matchups. And I do think Siwoo beats him more often than not here. So that's a good one. Didn't notice it. Probably going to add it to my card, you know, in my real life. So thanks for that. I'm going to invoice you when Siwoo does, in fact, somehow withdraw. But yeah. I'm going to top 10 market. We don't know how this course is going to play. I think there are scenarios where it plays easier than people expect. Joaquin Niemann, plus 230 out there for a top 10. It's only a 60-man field. He's got a shot regardless, but I think in particular, we know how this guy can score. We know how low he can go. It's just a matter of what kind of course are we going to get. The around the green game is weak. We know that. But if this turns into a shootout, I trust him more than a lot of guys. And I look at the talent in this field. He's on the fringe of, to me, the top 10 already right there. So if he can clean it up, lean on his ball striking, lean on his off the tee game. And the putter's been solid, so I feel very confident with that. I think the course fit is to be determined, but if you think that the course is going to play easier, plus 230 is just a really good number for that. I look at some of the other guys in the top 10 market, you know, for reference, you've got guys around plus 200, you know, the Corey Connors of the world, Sungjae's around plus 230. Like, to me, he belongs in that group. Even some of the guys that are like plus 175, and I'm getting plus 230 for Niemann. So very comfortable there, especially if you think the course plays easy.
Niemann was my second choice for my outright bet. So I have no qualms there whatsoever. It looks good to me. Shorter field. It's harder to recommend a lot of bets here. So two bets up, two bets down for this week's PGA contenders. Ben, where are we next week?
I believe we stick with the non-cut theme and we head to a WGC at St. Jude's. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I think we're doing. And listen, this is going to be a really unique week. Rio was fun. I just for people that are like, oh, the Olympics, I'm not sure about this. I wasn't sure about it in 2016. I gave it a shot with PGA Golf. It was awesome. I actually really enjoyed the format. It's cool to see each country have a couple representatives. And I think the guys, you know, the players themselves, they get into it more than I thought they would. So good week, a lot of prize pools up for grabs in the DFS space and some money to be made in the outright markets as well.
You are right. It is the FedEx St. Jude.
Look at
unless
that.
Unless you're a gigantic fan of the Barracuda.
The Cuda's coming. All right. Well,
yeah. So
that's it. Talk about betting. That's an outrageous betting tournament for various reasons, but we'll have you covered for all these things. And of course, as we've been saying, I know we say it often, but it really is important, not just for us, but for you guys. Awesome Odds sports betting channel is now officially live. This type of content is going to be hosted over there and plenty more. So if you're enjoying this, you think we're helping you out, or you just like to see what are these two idiots up to each and every week, go over there and hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. We want to have you as part of the community.
By the way, not going to be able to give my thoughts on FedEx or the Barracuda next week. I will be on vacation, so good luck filling this seat.
Wow, we've all lost now. No wonder you gave that Corey Connors pick, because by the time you get back, no one will remember that what you just said.
I'll be coming back with a gold medal around my neck, representing Corey Connors, making it out of a gold maple leaf.
The military service. Good job.
I hope I don't put that jinx on him. Sorry, Siwoo. Sorry in advance.
Go Siwoo.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for watching this one. It's been a pleasure. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell, and subscribe to every channel. Your regular Awesomeo channel, Awesomeo Odds, Awesomeo Fantasy Football. Get in for all of it. Good luck this week during the Olympics. Siwoo, I will see you on tour for the next 2 years after I'm right.